A very good, damp, unfortunately, morning to you. Well, in January, I went to the farm of John Robinson in County Kilkenny to watch some of the first calves of the season being born. And if this season is like last year, they were among the first of what will eventually be over 2 million calf births this year. As a newcomer to this chair, I have found all of this an education. And that glimpse inside the calving sheds of the country has prompted many questions from many of our non-farming listeners, and not all of them comfortable ones for the industry. We're going to try and get information on many of those this morning. But let us start, for the benefit of those who are a little bit unsure, with a 90-second primer from Louise Crowley, a Limerick dairy farmer. No calf, no milk, no dairy industry.
So essentially, milk has to come from an animal that has given birth and had a calf. So that's a cow. So a heifer is an animal that has never had a calf. She's not a cow. But once they calve, they start producing milk, and then we have them in the parlour.
What's the next stage then for the heifers that you hold on to?
Say the heifer calves that have been born this year. Once they're weaned off milk at about 3 months of age, they go out to grass for the summer and they have a great time.
And they serve as replacements for the cows that have gotten too old to give birth and produce milk?
Yeah, so they will be their future replacements. So any heifer calf born this year will not be producing milk till 2 years' time. So it's a cycle. Cows can live to 15, 16, and we decide, well, here anyway, we go, we're not putting you in calf again. You know, it's you don't want to put them through it. Like, they have provided enough for us. They deserve a retirement as well, like. And then the heifer would take their place to keep the production level as is.
What happens then to the bull calves? Because you're a dairy operation, you're not a beef operation, so you don't have any use for bulls.
So the bull calves, my aim is that I keep them for till 4 weeks old, and then they would move on to another farm hold and another farmer. Look, if they aren't making enough money, or I feel, you know, they are worth more, I will hold on to myself.
Not every calf born will stay on the dairy farm that it was born into. As you heard Louise say, some female calves with good genetics will be kept to replace the farmer's older cows. Other female calves will be sold on to farmers who need their own replacements or who are expanding their herd. But on a dairy herd, there is no future for the male calf. And a roll of the genetic dice means that half the calves born are male. How then to create a viable future for these calves has been a constant focus of research and policy in the last decade or so. There have been notable successes, but just under 10% of the 2 million calves born this year will either be slaughtered shortly after birth or sent overseas at 2 or 3 weeks of age. So here to explain what the industry is doing is Joe Burke, a senior manager for beef and livestock in Bord Bia. Good morning to you, Joe. Thank you very much for coming in. And as a Nuffield scholar, you travelled the world in the past looking for the way that these male calves are handled in other dairy systems. Are there tricks for us to pick up from other herds?
Good morning, Philip. Yeah, thanks very much for the opportunity to come in and address this topic. Certainly, travelling around the world, there were examples of more integrated dairy beef production systems, including around Europe, be it the veal sector in continental Europe, maybe where many of our live exports end up. In the southern hemisphere, in Australia and New Zealand, this issue of calf slaughter is a much, much bigger issue than it is here. And it's something that, even though the numbers are still very small, it's an issue that the sector, including the farm organisations, the dairy processors, and of course the government agencies, are all keen to address.
And you have this week introduced some changes that the industry is going to adopt, but those changes wouldn't be being introduced if you in Bord Bia weren't worried about the perception of this slaughter of underage calves.
Yeah, so while the numbers are still very low, the trend, as you touched on, Philip, at the start of the programme, is heading in the wrong direction. So what we want to try and
79% increase in the last 4 years, I understand.
Well, I suppose to put the numbers in context, overall calf registrations are at approximately 1.6 million to the Irish dairy herd. That has grown by almost 500,000 in the last decade. So there has been considerable growth to the dairy herd. This isn't a tradition that we have in this country. We've never seen numbers of calves being slaughtered in meat plants, albeit that they're still at low levels. It's still at less than 2% of overall calf registrations that end up going in this route.
Does that coincide with the lifting of quota, that increase in the slaughter?
Well, I suppose 2015 was when EU dairy quotas were effectively removed and dairy farmers had the opportunity to expand. And it's really in that interim period that we have seen the numbers increase. We're still at less than 2% of calf registrations, so the numbers are small. But from a marketing perspective...
But let's put that number in context. Yeah. It's just over 30,000 calves that are being slaughtered at under 8 weeks.
Yep, that's right. That's right. And as you touched on, the industry met this week in order to form a technical advisory committee under the Bord Bia Sustainable Dairy Assurance Scheme. So that involves all parties sitting around the table and discussing what mechanisms and what measures need to be introduced in order that farmers would phase out and discontinue the slaughter of calves, the sending and selling of calves for slaughter at under 8 weeks of age.
And basically what you've decided there is you do not get to call yourself a Bord Bia sustainable dairy farmer if you are doing that.
Exactly. And it's also been supported by the dairy industry itself in that the dairy customers, the processors, have written into their milk supply agreements that they won't tolerate this, that already this is something that they're keen to, you know, not have their suppliers involved in.
And they would presumably exert pretty big leverage. You know, if we're not going to collect your milk if you continue to do this.
That's the ultimate penalty, really. You know, it's a prerequisite for most of those cooperatives, most of those dairies, for their members to be members of Sustainable Dairy Assurance Scheme, of Bord Bia's Quality Assurance Programme. But as you say, similarly, those supply agreements for their members, they're not something that are optional. They have to be adhered to.
Okay. There is more that can be done here. There is another solution, a technical fix. Left to her own devices, nature will produce equal numbers of male and female calves every year. But if a farmer uses sexed semen, semen that is engineered in the lab to produce more female than male calves, they can reduce the numbers of young bulls that they're left with. So back to Louise Crowley in Croom, County Limerick, who has been using sexed semen with impressive results.
This will be my fifth year using it. I wouldn't be going without it now, to be honest. The first year we did it, like most farmers, you'd be sceptical to try something new. You weren't hearing great reports about it. So the first year I tried only 10 cows. 9 of them kept in calf to it, and I had 8 Friesian heifers on the ground. So in my eyes, that was a success. You know, it was 90%. The second year then I kind of increased every year by 10 straws. I said I'd slowly get more invested in it, whereas I'm now, this is my fifth year using it, and I will be doing 70 cows to it this year. I'm that confident in it.
So this year then gone, you did a quarter of the herd.
I did, yeah.
And how many bull calves did you end up having out of those? Was it 50 odd?
So I did 50 cows with it like last April 2022. 42 of them kept to it. 40.
Conceived, you mean?
Yeah. Conceived to it, and I had 40 heifer calves on the ground. Two bull calves, 40 heifer calves out of 42 conceptions.
So not infallible, but a pretty good result.
Pretty good.
So whatever the increased outlay for you in using sexed semen, because presumably you have to scan in advance and the straws cost a bit more, the saving at the other end, has it made it worthwhile for you?
It's definitely worthwhile here. You know, I can cater to say, look, I'm going to use 70 straws this year. If even only there's 60 conceptions and I get 55... heifers and 5 bulls or something, I still have enough to meet my requirements, but I don't have too many either.
Are you surprised that more people haven't taken it up?
Some farmers are caught too, that they don't have space to keep all their calves. Up until this year, I would have been one of those farmers, and I will honestly say it, and it was one of the biggest worries I had, was my old calf shed was getting full. animal welfare was going to be compromised if you keep packing them in, and I was letting calves go for very cheap money because I didn't want to sacrifice the level of care that I could give to them. Now I have spent the money, and after spending about €60,000 this winter in building a shed just for calves to make sure that I can, if I have to, I can keep them all and they will all get the top standard that they require and they deserve, really.
So is the sexed semen a bit of a no-brainer then?
For here it is. And I think the more farmers hear about the success stories of it, the more farmers that will get on board with it.
You are in a changed environment now, though, aren't you? Because do you feel that there's pressure coming on you from the creameries to make sure that your calves don't end up getting shipped off the farm at 2 weeks of age?
We've been told that any issues of calf mortality that are rising in stats, that they will be looked at. And if it's abnormally high outside of, you know, a disease outbreak or something like that, that they will be re-evaluating collecting our milk.
Translated into even plainer English, if people are slaughtering calves to get rid of them at an early age, they're no longer going to be selling their milk to your creamery.
Exactly. Look, we can't produce milk without producing a calf. You know, why not look after that calf? It's a no-brainer. Like, the calf is vital for the production of milk.
Louise Crowley in Croom, still with me, Joe Burke from Bord Bia. Listening to her there talking about the pressure that she's come under, or she says, because she's not really under pressure, but the leverage that is being used by the creamery, you'd have to say that anybody who's not doing sex semen at this stage is kind of missing a trick.
Yeah, I know that farmers so far, Philip, have only been trying it out in relatively small numbers in order to gain confidence and see how it goes. But we'd be really optimistic that the numbers of farmers doing it and the usage of this technology is really going to increase significantly, including even in this breeding season, that heretofore the numbers have been small. Now we have two laboratories that are up and running, one based in Moor Park, one being set up in the National Cattle Breeding Centre. So between the two of them, there will be potential to produce and market up to 250,000 doses or straws of sexed semen for rollout in the Irish dairy sector. So that will be really significant. Mm. That can actually really improve the profile of dairy calves that we're producing.
Because would it be right to say that the other part of the piece that I didn't really discuss with Louise there is not only do you reduce the number of male calves to what it is that you want to be bringing onto the farm, but that you also are able to engineer a better calf to go on to transfer from the dairy industry to the beef industry.
Exactly. So you're replacing effectively a pure dairy male calf with a beef cross calf. You're using better beef genetics as a result of that, be it using an Angus or a Hereford sire or another beef breed in order to produce a beef cross calf out of your dairy cow that has a higher value, that's basically a better animal for the beef sector to pick up and absorb. And actually, there has already been strong success in that area already, even though, you know, we're only just starting on the sexed semen journey. Of the extra 500,000 calves that are being born in comparison to where we were 10 years ago within the dairy sector, there's about 350,000 of those are actually already extra Angus and extra Hereford cross calves.
There is no such thing as a silver bullet, but you have something here that appears to be a major solution. And you have, as you have identified yourself, this growing problem of the 30,000 male calves being slaughtered. Why have we not done more with sex semen quicker to address that other problem?
Yeah, and Louise touched on this, that it's farmers need to gain confidence from it. There's also the technology itself, that if farmers see that they're not getting as high of a conception rate from their cows using sexed semen, in this country, they need to have compact calving. They need to have their cows calving at the start of the growing season and the grazing season. So if they miss a month and cows are calving down on into the month of May, for example, they're going to shy away from it. Now, thankfully, it's more effective, it's more efficient, it's giving more, I suppose, positive results.
Because as I understand it, when we were shipping in the sexed semen straws from outside of Ireland, the conception rates weren't as good, but now that we're producing them here at home, they're better.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, that's the case, that the research that has been done in the last 2 years in particular is giving much, much more consistent and reliable results.